I'm guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of loving the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm, sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up that brick will gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lock up, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. Stop the bus. Stop the bus. I about died when I heard that.
Poodle's going to start using that, y'all. But
I'm going to start using it.
I already did. Just so everybody knows, I'm ahead of my time.
No, you're not. You're not ahead of your time.
I'm like,
you're
not
behind
like
your
the
time.
Other cavemen.
you're literally in the 50s. That's how behind you are.
Y'all, this is Love After Lockup.
This is Reality Gaze.
Yes, Reality Gaze, season 3, episode 41, Sex Dolls and Booty Calls.
I love their names.
I'm Matt, aka Maddie, and that other beautiful queen in front of me is Jake Anthony.
Not the other queen, the queen.
Oh God! Or that bitch, this poodle.
So I'll take it.
So no, I died when she said that too, because I don't know where it came from. Oh, you can ask my friend Lori. You can ask every woman that I worked with at the clinic counter at Quail Springs. I don't know why, but I used to say stop the bus all the time for about 3 years of my life.
Never heard you say that in my life.
I've known you for
20-something years.
It's when we weren't friends.
So what made you stop saying it?
I don't know. You know how you just kind of things come out of your repertoire? You don't. Like, I don't say sugar as much. I still say sugar some, but not as much as
you say it every other word.
But I'm telling you, everyone, even at the clinic counter, they'd be like, stop the bus. Stop the bus. I would say it all the time. My friend Laura, she would say it in her voice. She would be like, stop the bus. Stop the bus. She ended up taking her life. But, you know, Southern stories and sad. But anyway, I just saying, I said stop the bus first. That's the whole point of that story.
I'm not laughing.
It was really sad. That clinic counter ended sad. One woman died in childbirth. I didn't know people could still do that. Like, she was like already 30.
You mean in non-developing countries. Yeah, it happens.
No, in the U.S.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So anyway, it's very
good.
People,
God.
We took a picture of us all my last day when we left, and two of them aren't here anymore. But stop the bus.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with all of us.
Anyway, I used to say it all the time. My friend Lori will tell you.
Again, I'm not Lori, the one who's dead.
No, that was Laura. My friend Lori, right. That you know. My friend Lori, right. That you know. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I think I used to say it in
It's hard getting past that. Again, I'm not laughing at the person who took their own life. I'm laughing at the juxtaposition of where it was.
I don't know what this show is going to be like, y'all. Oh. I'm sleep deprived, so I could just go off the rails.
Can you tell us why you're sleep deprived? I'll allow a home health minute.
I don't even have time for a home health minute. All I can say is that my dad, we had a shared hotel room, and he was up all night, and he would shake his ice to get the ice to break apart in the Yeti. So at like 3 a.m. I hear, junk, and then I hear, junk.
Like a medicine man, but you're just hearing like a rattle.
Yeah, but all his medicine makes it dry. So I didn't want to be like, stop doing that. So I got 3 hours of sleep, but that's fine. We're back in Oklahoma.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the ridiculousness of the situation.
I know. Anyway, y'all, By the way, because we didn't do, remember y'all, if you're on, if you're listening to this, you are on Reality Gays Extra, and we're going to put out both of our intimate portraits this week because we didn't do,
we didn't have a classless 90 day episode.
And you know what, Poodle? I didn't tell you this, but I know we only do
videos. I love being surprised on the podcast.
I think we can do this. I'm going to, don't hold me to this, y'all, but you know, we did the video on Patreon, but I thought, you know, but we have our Super Sissies on Supercast that they don't have video. And I thought, I think I'm going to talk to our editor, but I think I can do like a special link or something on YouTube and I can mail them like a private link so they can watch it too. So I think I can do that. We're going to try to do that so that way everybody gets it.
I think that's a great idea.
Anyway, I knew you would. That's why I just told you. Anyway, this show is so good.
Best show on television.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I can't believe I'm saying that about this show. I don't know. I profess my love for Kevin Can Go Fuck Himself, which I think is probably the second best show on television.
We also have to remember Pig Royalty came out this year, too.
Oh, God, that's a tough choice. And I really enjoy, I don't like a lot of regular television. Like I seem to go for more of the weirder stuff, mm-hmm. but, I thoroughly enjoy Kevin Can Go Fuck Himself. I thoroughly enjoy most gritty shows like Intervention, anything that is a lot of stuff on A&E, Pig Royalty is probably still one of the best things I watched
for sure
this year. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree. Ooh, I agree.
God, Pig Discovery, Royalty was good.
Discovery Plus, check it out. So, let's jump into this, y'all. We're gonna jump into our first couple, Deontay and Nicole.
Meanwhile, back at the Osimpic Games, y'all, this is like watching a buzzard pick a carcass clean.
It is. And something's wrong with me because in each episode, he gets more and more attractive to me.
You're incorrect. Less attractive to me.
I totally let him hit it.
It's because you feel sorry for him.
I don't know. He does have pretty eyes. And you know what?
No.
I agree. It's not good. It's not healthy.
He gets sadder and he gets sadder and more like you. He gets hard to identify with.
Well,
every time we go,
he started to stand up for himself, and I'm like, "Ooh, this is so hot." Then he completely backtracked on that. But for like 5 minutes, I was like, "Ooh."
But no, it's just like that's like when I'm. That's we. I use the term simp. It really says exactly who he is. He's literally a fucking cuckold.
So he's on next season of Love After Lockup.
My God.
Is it with Nicole?
Or some other blonde girl from prison? This will be the third one.
So Nicole's meeting his mom today.
She's nervous, understandably so.
But Poodle, why do you think she's nervous? Because she wants his mom to like her, or she wants to make sure she gets her boobs done?
No, she's worried about the mother, who she knows is definitely a lot smarter than Deontay.
And it's going to see
harder
through
to play
her.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, just go ahead.
She's worried about his mother like a con worries about a tough mark.
Yep. Yeah, okay, just checking.
So, y'all, it doesn't stop her from literally pulling out a price sheet for boobs.
They're cooking food, and she's saying, by the way,
here's the price sheet.
This is called tit brochure, and I just wanted you to see it. And he's like, what?
Just so you know I'm not transactional, here's the price sheet. Yeah.
By the way, I thought it was going to be $8,000. It's only $6,000, honey. That's a bargain.
And of course, he says, that's a lot of money, and tries to take some umbrage, but he's like, okay.
He's like, okay, but you know, I might not be able to pay all my bills to get your boob job. And she said, oh, honey, you would not pay your bills for my boob? That makes me happy.
So, y'all, they're putting in, she's got these long, pointy, black and white
terrifying looking nails.
She does.
And just the idea of her putting this bag salad while she's touching every piece of
and
it
touching just
with these nails.
With shredded cheese.
I know. And I just imagine shredded cheese getting under her terrible nails. It looked like one of those claw hammers with those that game.
Like probably like stuff. 3 days later, she's like driving around and she's looks.
Oh, there's cheese in my nails.
Cheese in my nail.
But somehow she managed to touch every piece of white lettuce that was in that bag. She was putting them in there one by one, and I was horrified. I don't know why it grossed me out so much.
Guarantee you she didn't wash her hands. Guarantee.
No, but those terrible nails. It was just watching her kind of fumble with every leaf.
They were very bad. They were very bad.
Oh, God. It was all of it. It was the dinner that I knew what it was. It was just like dumb chicken with like cheese and fajitas and terrible Italian dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to move on.
My father would have loved it.
Probably. So it is, and she's like, wait, oh God, I need to call Tia.
Who? Your ex?
Honey,
yeah, it's a birthday. I need to wish happy birthday.
Maybe not proclaim what you're about to do with your prison paramour.
I don't even think that this was like a producer thing. I think Nicole is literally kind of that bad of a con because, y'all, someone fucks a guy when they want to get boobs.
Yeah.
Like you fuck him once, you fuck his brains out for like a week. You make him feel like it's the best ass he's ever had in his life. And then you say, you know what? I just don't feel comfortable. I think I'd feel a lot better if I just had fake boobs. And then he buys fake boobs.
Well, here's the thing. You are assuming that Deontay is an actual hard person to convince. He's not.
Oh, that's true.
He's a simp of the highest order, really.
That's true.
And
that's
so
true.
She knows, like we've said before, you tell people how people will treat you. You set that. He has told her how she will treat him. And it is she can promise things and then take them back. And he'll say, but I want this. And she says, no, we're going to do this. And he's like, well, he pushes back a little bit and he always relents. And so she never has to sleep with him because she will always explain why and he will never offer any consequences.
No, he won't.
So that's why it works for her. So she's in his room, you guys, calling Tia, her prison girlfriend. And then she has the gall to say, what is this? This nasty ass, this was producer initiated. What is this nasty ass sex toy? It's like a blow up doll. I'm like, no, it's a headless torso.
No, it's a head. It's Nicole Jr., bitch.
Nicole. This is your namesake.
Respect Nicole.
Respect your name.
And she's like, what's so nasty? And she's bitching about it, y'all. Meanwhile, Deontay is listening at the door.
Yeah.
And finally. Now,
but I need to say, the amount of shaming she's giving him for having a sex toy is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on. Whatever.
So they're fighting, and he
comes
basically
in, and he's like, I heard all, but he's like, you just play me. And she's like, what are you? And y'all, Nicole's a master because she doesn't fight with him and try to disprove what she's saying because she knows she can't.
She's on a new topic.
She just goes, why are you fighting with me? Why are you fighting with me? I don't want to fight with you. She literally is just completely just trying to gloss over the whole thing.
Yeah.
And shut him down.
She is pretty good. I will say that for her. Her ability, that's why I think I said before, she's a criminal. And she's good at conning people.
And she's young. Think about it, y'all. But when she's 35, she could basically become CEO of Facebook.
Yep.
Like, she's going to be unstoppable.
But it's what people use it for. If you use it for good or you use it for bad, you know, it's...
Yeah, I don't think she's going to do the good thing.
And I'm not... These are people... Like, people like Destiny and people like Nicole who are led by their id.
Which Destiny is going to be back on the next season.
Oh, thank God.
We actually should say that real quick. We have, because we didn't say it on Love After Lockup. We said it on another show. But
Life After Lockup comes back in August.
It comes back and it's going to be Destiny and Sean.
Destiny and Sean and another woman who he met, yeah. another person who was formerly incarcerated.
Deontay, and we don't know if it's Nicole. I don't remember if I saw Nicole.
Christiana and John.
Bonnie and Clyde. We also have Brittany.
Yep, Brittany and Ray, we think.
Yes, Brittany and Ray. But also other, wait, a mom who was on drugs. Isn't she Brittany too?
Brittany and Marcelino.
Marcelino, yes. Brittany and Marcelino. And there's somebody else that I'm missing on Life After Lockup.
I can't remember. I think it was someone from this season, though.
I don't know. It'll be a surprise when y'all Google it, y'all. So they just announced it. That's coming about end of August.
Puppy and Amber. It's Puppy and Amber.
Yeah. Thank you.
She's
a full-on criminal, y'all. And so she... He's just like, at first I thought Deon, he was like, why are you talking on my phone in my house? You're saying, because she's asking Nicole, she's like, can you come pick me up? I don't want to be here. Can you just come pick me up? Nicole's like, Tia, come pick me up. He's like,
way to get him to relent.
And Deontay says, you know, it's just when you love one another, you shouldn't be fighting so much. And I want to say,
because
she doesn't love you. You just answered your own question, Deontay.
You're right. She says, I hate fighting it with you. So why are we fighting?
Even in the kitchen, he kind of brings up, he's like, yeah, you know, my mom's coming. She's like, why are we still fighting about this? Why are we still fighting about this?
So mom comes in, Nika, and she doesn't shake her hand, anything. And Nika
said, very awkward.
She's like, another Vanilla White stripper type, what he likes.
That's what my son goes for. And so they sit down and Nicole is like, well, I'm glad I'm finally sitting down with you.
She's going, mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm sure you know about my situation. It's always, you know, I know it's something to be skeptical about. That was mistake number one. She brought up the idea that she's not to be trusted. That was not a good mistake. That was a mistake, Nicole. You act like you are there. The best thing she should have done is loved on him.
Yeah.
But she's not. She can't even force
and listened.
To do that.
Yeah.
She said, I'm not going anywhere. I love your son and I want us to have a good relationship. And
she says,
you love my son? She said, I do love your son.
No, and she said, you love my son?
And she went,
why?
Yeah. No.
We're all asking that.
Yeah.
Why would you love him?
Why you love my son? Why? What do you love about him?
I just put it as why because I can't figure out why I love him sometimes too.
Did you know when mom said you love my son and she said I do love my and did you see how she said I do love your son? It was so she says, well, he's been through a lot and you know and or she says, well, he's just such a gentleman. You raised a Southern y'all. She said nothing about Deontay.
No.
Nothing specific at all.
She can't say anything because she doesn't know him.
And Nick is like, well, that's why I'm protective of him. He's been through a lot. And then Deontay says, I need you to understand, Mom, that I'm a grown man and I want this woman to be my future wife and the mother of your grandkids. And you need to accept that. And if you don't accept that, you know what that means.
And y'all, Nicole, I will always call her Nicole Jr., just sits there and she's drinking her wine. Just staring right at Nika. And you know, what she doesn't understand is mom's got a fucking bag of pennies right there to knock her in the head. And she said, you ain't coming at me like that.
Yeah, she completely just
you
destroyed
barely
him.
Know this woman. Don't tell me who I'm going to accept.
I
screeched
I did too.
Like a prehistoric bird.
Don't act on.
And
Nicole's
said,
like, I think a lot of these things is Chelsea Girl did, and the simple fact she was in prison that makes it's calm and it makes you want to relate to us, but we're not the same at all. And
like, I didn't ask for half of what she did, but you see the pictures, right?
The editors showed the pictures of them, y'all.
They could be twins.
They're like wearing the exact same makeup. Like, it's not good.
Yeah, this is definitely the most unintentionally funny storyline of the season. This, you kind of just watch and go, okay, they've got to be fucking with us here.
And Nika says, he's like, well, you know, just some of the similarities are close. And Nika says, well, you can't be that paranoid if you went back to the prison dating website again. And Dialta says, well, you know, she's been out for a week, but we still haven't been, you know, intimate. And that's when,
she says, stop the bus.
Stop the bus.
Stop the
stop
bus.
Stop the bus. You've been locked up for 4 years, girl, and you didn't jump on that D.
And she basically, she looks right at him, at her, and
it's
says,
it's like a woman to woman speak.
We women, we like sex as much as men, and you know, and like her son is right there.
right there. She's like, and you know, you're telling me at 4 years, you just don't want to be with him. That's the problem.
And he said, she looks at him. She goes, come on, man. And then,
come on. Nicole says, well, like, I was scared. You know, I'm scared to have sex. You wasn't scared to ask him for money.
And you, he's up here with the blow up doll. And I almost corrected. No headless torso.
Headless torso, actually. She actually said, for Christ's sake, he's up here with the, she said, for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake, he's up with a blow-up doll. And I, if you all listen, Claire, if you turn up your volume in the background, you'll hear, hey, I'm under the bed.
Put some respect on my name.
So that section ends. For Christ's sake, you here with the blow-up doll. Then he's driving her home and Deontay's like, you know, I think my mom might like you.
That was it for me.
That was
like the end of an Abbott and Costello routine for me. It hit the perfect comedic beat.
We finally find out who's on first.
Oh my God. And it's Nicole Jr.
It's Nicole Jr. It's on first.
Because he's going to be fucking Nicole Jr. for a long time.
Y'all, we're left with the cliff. Because he goes to drop off. He said, I'll walk you to the door. And she's like, no. The dogs bark.
Well, wake up the dogs. Like, and look, y'all, this is a terrible excuse. It's all over the place. She's really bad at this. But she doesn't even have to try hard. Because he believes everything. So you don't have to come in. I don't want the dogs to bark. My mother, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she's outside just like sitting there. And she's like, so he leaves. He's like, Nicole never has not went in the house. So I think something is wrong.
Wait a minute. Could this woman be playing me? Why is my wallet not in my car?
Right. And y'all, she's just sitting there on the porch, and then someone's coming up to get her. And he said, something's telling me, turn your ass around. And y'all, she's getting picked up. It looks like a man, but it could be an Uber.
Could be an Uber, yeah.
But y'all, she's either going to see Zach or Tia.
Next week we see he's upset, he's throwing things.
Oh, God, this storyline brings me so much laughter.
So good. It's so fucking good. This next one, let's talk about Stan and Lisa. They don't bring me laughter. They bring me like more of Stan is gross, gross, gross.
Well, there's something about him. It's like he has severe anger issues. And he says stuff when he's in a rage that is, he goes like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It's weird.
Now, granted, do I think Lisa loves him?
Absolutely not.
Not at all. So I don't necessarily feel, I don't want Lisa to get physically hurt or anything like
that. No, I think she'd be too afraid to do that.
But I also think she's just fucking playing him.
Yeah. So he's like, let's go right now and we can go be intimate.
They're at dinner, by the way.
And there's just like strawberries and some kind of like parfait sitting there on the table. He's like, we can go and really have some time together. And what he's saying is we can go down to the basement and I can put that leather straitjacket on and you can shock my balls.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But what she's saying is she wants to actually talk to him about the way things are going to go and tell him what she wants, like a car and other things.
Yes.
That's where she's coming from.
The fact that he... Now, here's the deal. Lisa's not a good con.
No, she's not either.
Because Stan fucked up. But she wants to say that now that he fucked up once, that now that gives her carte blanche to demand whatever she wants. And y'all, we're not there yet. I just want to remind y'all, so much has happened with him. She got out of prison yesterday.
Oh my God, it feels like it feels like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Y'all, yesterday. She got out of prison the day before.
You know, that probably means that this storyline is moving so fast. Or it's they're doing so much in almost real time. It's probably didn't go on for very long.
Well, I'm assuming that is Love After Lockup ending when Life After Lockup starts?
Yes, almost certainly. Because they're on the same time slot.
So then that's in that I think it drops like August 28th.
So there'll probably be about 4 or 5 more episodes. Because I think they normally do about 8 episodes. I don't know, a semester, a season, a period, an interim. I don't know what to call it.
I don't know. Can they just please call the next season? Can they please call the next season season 4? Please.
No, I still say this is season 4.
Not on the YouTube and everything. It's a problem.
So, y'all, I want to say one thing. These people, both these women we just talked about, Lisa and Nicole, they are bad cons.
Yeah.
If I was in prison and I got out, I could be such a good con.
You could.
Oh, my God. I'd have nothing left to lose.
If Destiny was conning Deontay, Deontay would end up going to jail.
She
would get his house. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a master.
Okay. So there, and I wrote down again, he's like, communication is what we need.
Communication.
And all I could do is write, God, her hair. What's going on? It's like a bad warrant video.
It's a bad warrant video. That's exactly what it is.
Is that the ones who sang Cherry Pie? She's my cherry pie.
Yep. Now I want cherry. I don't want cherry pie. I don't love it.
My cousin loved them and got me into them. And I thought I needed to like them because to be a straight boy, that's what you needed to do.
It's true. They did.
Isn't it amazing what we liked because straight men that we knew or straight boys said, this is what I like this. And you're like, well, I'll like that too. And people will understand what I'm doing. That's what little gay boys do, y'all. I'm sure they have either women who are bi or LGBT women identify as women would probably do the same thing. When they said women do this and they're like, oh, I'll do that. I'll play with Barbies. Just to be kind of halfway normal. Wait.
Wow.
You did that. So
I did do that.
I never had a doll thing. I never really liked them.
I never really wanted to. I just liked the big Barbies that you could comb their hair. I liked doing their hair. I didn't want like the Barbie dolls. I didn't care about that.
How did you not decide you didn't want to be a cosmetologist? How?
Honestly, I never wanted to be a cosmetologist because, to be honest, they work really fucking hard. And I remember, like, they're on their feet all day. And yeah. I just thought when I was young, I was aware of that because my dad did physical labor and I saw what it did to his body.
Right.
And I know they're not digging a ditch, y'all, but cosmetologies, I've done, like, makeup. It's fucking hard work. And if you're hair drying using your, like, you can fuck up your shoulders. Like, yeah. it's a physical job. So that was the main reason. Because my dad put into my head, don't do a physical job. It'll ruin your body. He put that into my head to go to college.
Well, you didn't. So.
I didn't. Also.
They're in the car later on because he's like, I need to go home right now. And.
Yeah. So they're in the car and they're having this conversation. And, you know, Lisa's like, you know, well, now we're in a different situation. She tells in the moment, she's like, now we're in a different situation and he owes me money. Oh, no, she said that to him in the car. She said that to him in the car.
You owe me money and now you're going to get me a car.
Because I had to pay for this hotel. So you need to pay me back for that. And he's like, okay, okay.
And I'm she's not like, sure you should be driving without a license, Lisa. That's breaking the law.
That's nothing. I'm fine.
I have 17 felonies. It's nothing.
License, schmeisense. You said you were going to give me $5,000 in prison. Where's that $5,000? And he's like, sure, I'll give you the $5,000. Again, y'all, she would get these things if she fucked him a couple of times.
Yeah, but that's not what she's... This is the thing. She's not going to do that.
No.
Mostly because she's not into him.
He has a dick.
She's not into most men.
Yeah.
Y'all,
If he looked like Rosie O'Donnell, she'd be up on this shit. Up on it. Fucking on a bike.
Oh, give me a Billie Jean King.
Yes.
Give her a Billie Jean King.
Yes. Or you know she's probably also really into Zendaya.
Susie Orman.
Zendaya, I don't think is bi or lesbian. She's
no.
really just into her.
I love Zendaya.
I do too.
Zendaya? I always get it wrong.
Who knows? So Stan's like, well, I did do some stupid shit. She's like, yeah, you did. So maybe I should get my own place. And he's like, well, I'd like for you to stay with me. And she's like, nope. Mm-mm. And Stan's like, well, you should believe in forgiveness. She's like, nope, not going to happen right now. He's like, okay. She's like, I'm a big girl. And he's like, why are you making such demands? And she's like, well, and then we hear.
Get out of the car, lesbian.
Y'all don't pull over because they got pulled over.
And he's, of course, like, what did I do, officer? Well, you busted a red light or busted a stop sign, which is a term, I guess, instead of
Y'all,
brand a stop
Stan
sign.
Isn't even that person that says, hello, officer. How are you? The policeman walked
what
up and
I
he
do,
just said,
officer?
What did I do?
And then she's saying, oh, my God, this is, like, traumatizing me. He's not even checking to see if I'm okay. He's worried about his perfect driving record. And I'm thinking, okay, it is a strange ask.
I mean,
in the moment.
In the moment, maybe, but I don't think he's not worried about her.
He's not worrying about her.
He's just trying to take care of the situation. But y'all, she realized now she wants to use everything she can.
Yeah.
But the deal is, y'all, she doesn't have the emotional capital to use against him yet.
Because
they haven't been physically in this relationship.
Right.
They've got to, like this should happen like 2 months from now.
Yeah, I will say it is much easier, maybe from experience or not, it is much easier to get someone around your finger after you fuck them a couple times.
Yes. Yes.
And you know what? Even if you don't like it, you grin and bear it, and you point your heels to Jesus. And you dream of dollar signs. That's the Gospel of Poodle, verse 69, chapter 69, verse 69.
Verse 69. Just wait till you get to Revocations.
And I saw a winged penis coming out of the ocean. the officer lets him by with a warning. He's like, you see, perfect driving record. I'm not going to go to jail. Again, don't put her down because you got out of a traffic ticket.
But that's his. And she does say, well, my anxiety is through the, you know, good for you that you have, you know, you have a perfect driving record. And he said, well, let's just get home. And they
let's
park.
Go home, like, and cuddle.
Cuddle up. And she's like, well, there's a lot of things we don't need to talk about. And he's like, no, let's go. And she says, this is a Stan I don't like, and he's not even drunk. So this isn't,
he turns into something. There's this weird, like, it's almost like his patience with her is only so long. He thinks, I should only have to talk nice to her for so long till she sits on my face.
Well, y'all, he doesn't love her. He just wants to use her. He just wants to use her for sex.
She's a living blow-up doll
and
for him.
He thinks he's better than her and that she's a piece of shit, and he believes he can use her.
Yeah.
He thinks he can buy her and use her. Because I guarantee you, Stan many, many, many times has, and this is fine, did what he wanted to do, but Stan seems like somebody who probably hires sex workers a lot.
I think that's probably happened in his marriage.
And I think he thinks that he can treat her this way. Well, no, if you want a sex worker, then hire a sex worker. It's all transactional and be above board. But this is someone who you're trying to say you love and you're in a relationship.
Have an emotional connection with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's precisely what's happened. He has blended this kind of sex worker relationship into something that's what he thinks is a physical and emotional relationship.
Yeah. Like he wants to dress her up. I want her hair to be long. He probably likes to hire someone. They wear these clothes. They do this. Yeah. And probably all the sex workers in whatever town realize, hey, y'all, that Stan's got a freaky deaky basement. Tell him you're
busy. You got to go in there. Going to go in here. I'm going to put on this leather jacket.
There was a lot of ass play, and I couldn't walk for a week.
And while you shock my balls, I want you to sing the battle hymn of the Republic.
Exactly. Exactly.
My eyes have seen the glory of the...
By the way, stick that slinky up your ass. Ooh, that's hot. So, yeah, that's it. And so Lisa's like, I'm getting pissed off. She's like, you're telling me... And she's just talking to him, and Stan's like, listen, this is in their front yard. He's like, don't put your hands up in front of me. Don't put your hands up. Like she's trying to get physical with him. I didn't get that vibe. And then
he just doesn't like that she's angry with him.
But then he's like, you're the one without a license. And then he's like, you're the one without a car. And he slams the door.
Yeah,
and
what is this?
And Lisa's like, he throws her shit on the street, and Lisa's like, okay, I'm pissed off. She's like, I'm going to go back to the hotel. This is why I won't jump into his bed. It's the same shit, and he's dead sober. And Stan's like, what did I ask of her? Nothing.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You basically asked to fuck her.
You asked to fuck her. You asked her not to pay attention to her own child.
Yeah.
And to not be a mom. You asked her literally to forget her family.
Right.
You asked her to wear some fucked up, very expensive yet weird wigs.
Right. You probably asked her to take a dump on your face later on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So like you've asked her to do a lot of things, Stan. So fuck off.
That's all I have. I think we're going to probably go at least one more go round of this for them. Possibly two.
Possibly.
Before she runs for the hills. And I will say, he is the second person this season, besides Brittany of Brittany and Ray, who we think the non-former incarcerated person is the tweaked one.
For sure. I think Lisa's got her issues, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Anissa and Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff is definitely the one with the problems in this relationship. Ugh.
So, well, Anissa's very lonely.
She is so lonely, y'all. And where are they again?
Tennessee.
Oh, the way she talks, though, sounds like where people I'm from sometimes talk like that. Though, just the way her accent is.
It's the accent of poverty.
It really is. And like, because y'all sometimes
laughing,
people,
but it's true.
Like where I'm from, that aren't necessarily educated. They use SAT words, and they use them right, but it's like the way she said, this has been long and arduous.
Yeah.
And I was like, people where
like,
I'm from say
like,
arduous.
I'm saying
all the
word arduous.
A lot of people where I'm from say like a couple of words like that.
You know what it is too? What you're responding to with the way she talks is women like her have experienced a lot and they wear it. They wear it on them.
Yeah.
They wear their struggles, and because part of who they is their struggles that they've gone through.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you're responding to sometimes with the way she talks.
Yeah,
her cadence is of someone who has been, but it is a Tennessee kind of drawl. She looks like women I knew growing up who worked third shift at all kinds of like factory jobs.
Yeah.
And mill jobs. They're doing their best. It is that look of being one generation past poverty. You know, we've talked about it before in Doug's family. So she's picking him up, finally picking Jeff up at the this is the Salvation Army halfway house, you guys. You can just tell because of the crosses and the huge thing.
Yeah.
They don't like gay people. Sorry, did I say that? Let's move on.
No, I don't give Santa money. They don't like gay people.
They really don't, y'all.
They really don't.
If you're thinking about giving to the Salvation Army this Christmas or something like that, and you have LGBT people in your life, just do a little research. That's all I'm saying.
Google. So y'all, Google's she's your nervous because she's going to be naked and she's not so lily white. And so she said, but it's been 11 years of this imaginary boyfriend. So she picks him up and he's actually there. And he's like,
yeah.
And she says, oh, I love you. He says, I love you. They kiss. And so they get in the car and immediately she's like, okay.
His mouth is a situation.
He's got bad mouth. And they get in the car and she says, all right, so for the wedding, I want the purple covered roses and those plum tulips.
Plum tulips. Y'all, the biggest boner killer is to get out of the halfway house and hear wedding talk.
Especially
flowers.
They cut to Jeff's his confessional in the moment thing where he's just kind of looking like, yeah, I think she's into the wedding a little more than I do. Y'all, they still have to subtitle Jeff because we can't understand him.
Oh, it's really bad. So they are.
He's like, well, we got to get a letter to prove our wedding. What? Yeah, we got to write a letter.
The parole board, yeah.
Parole board.
Or the Bureau of Prisons, I think it is. So he is. They walk into her house and her double wide, which is a house. And he says, oh, I can eat anything I want in here.
She's like, yeah. And he opens a fridge and it's like, again, it's all shit my father would love. Just frozen food and sugary drinks. He's like, this is like, he feels like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
And then he's sitting there kind of like sitting and all of a sudden she goes, and it's kind of awkward. And she's like in her kind of like worn way, in her like world weary way. She's like, Jeff, I have waited 11 years to take you to my bedroom. And I feel tired just hearing her say that.
And
I've been on this shift since 1978.
And he's like, well, why didn't you say that before? I haven't been with a woman in 37 months.
Just let me charge my ankle bracelet.
Charge your bracelet, and then we'll go fuck. She says, okay. While they're kissing on the bed, we hear him say, this is to the confession, like he also tells the camera, he says, I did have 5 girlfriends when I'm in prison, and I still talk to a couple of them.
And I keep in touch. When you want to get freaky with Bay, but he got to charge that ankle monitor, you're just sitting there.
Just sitting there on that couch, just waiting.
Oh,
y'all, and so, but my favorite was the morning after. Y'all, they're in bed, and he said, that was really good. And Nissa says, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
I'm a lady. I'm not going to share the details. And Jeff is like, yeah, she's not shy about sex.
He shares everything. Y'all,
he just came out of prison, and
I'm
he was like, he's like, this bitch is freaky deaky.
She's like, ready for round 2. I got to go to the hot spot and get me some coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is ready. So she said, you go out and I'm going to make you breakfast. And they have a lanai, or I guess kind of porch. And back porch, it's just like a grass yard and they just stuck a table in the middle of it.
Yep.
And so she's walking out.
She's making what do what she can.
She tells him to sit there and they go back in and she goes and cook food. And that's when he gets text from Christine. And this is the first girl he ever loved.
It's the first girl I ever loved.
Anissa doesn't know anything about her at all.
He basically he says, I want to be faithful.
I really love her this time.
I wrote down, how does this guy get girls? He is no prize.
Big dick.
I guess so, but
the big dick.
He must be also a good talker.
It's like one of my dad's hand, Doty. His hands that works for my dad.
Hand? It's just weird.
Well, that's what he calls him, his hands. And he is not a good-looking man. He's had
Doty?
Health. That's his last name. They call him Doty. He's totally like somebody who you can tell has been on drugs. Something happened to him. He's also got blinded in an accident, so he's kind of blind. He really is blind, but he still drives around.
Dad's
work truck. No, he came over here. He's helping Dad clean out my dad's shop, and he came over and he went to walk out the back door, and he went to the wrong side to grab the handle. And I said, other side, Doty. And so he had to use that to turn it. But he also speaks fluent Spanish because he's only married women that speak Spanish, and he has children. They're all divorced now and gone. But I asked my brother once, I said, how does Doty get, and they're beautiful women, how does he get all these women? And I jokingly said, what, has he got a huge dick? And my brother said, massive. He said, we all saw it once and we were all immediately ashamed.
Wow. Well, there you go. Anyway. Thank you for telling me that story of blind Dodie.
I kind of want to refer to him as blind Dodie now.
So Kyle shows up.
Kyle lives on the... This is weird, y'all.
Her property.
She said Kyle was her friend. She didn't say Kyle's my neighbor. She said Kyle lives on my property. There's more than meets the eye with Kyle.
I also do want to say, in her world weary way, she said, she asked, how did you sleep? And he's like, good. And she's like, I was cold all night.
You stole the covers. Stole my covers. But you wore me up with that schlong.
It's just everything she says just takes so much effort.
You just feel sad for her.
You feel her life when she speaks.
She's like the country version of, what was that Molly Shannon movie where she was just a sad person who lived by himself who loved dogs? And then it got really weird. What was that movie?
I don't know. Must Love Dogs. Was that a movie? Is that a movie? What was that? Year of the Dog. That's what Year of the Dog died, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, but she like lived alone. It was just like she was very sad, and it was a weird,
It was a Mike White movie, wasn't it?
It was Mike White, yeah.
Yep. Mike White did White Lotus.
Oh,
I watched the first episode last night. I enjoyed it. It's interesting.
Okay.
You'll like it. You may feel it a little slow. I love it's very quirky.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would like that. I'll get to it when, you know, I have time.
2025.
So, y'all, Kyle shows up and there Anissa goes to make him food. And y'all, we find out Kyle was incarcerated himself. So, y'all, there is more to meets the story.
Yeah. They've definitely hooked up.
Yeah, definitely. And so Kyle's like, you know, I've been there. He's like, I hope you know how lucky you are. You know, where'd you go before? And Jess says, well, before I just went back out and started using. I didn't care. I was on the
right
street.
On the streets.
I'm shooting dope, all that kind of stuff, getting in trouble. And he said, but now I allowed myself to fall in love with her. And did you see Jeff's knee when he was talking to Kyle? It was just going a mile a minute.
Shaking. Oh, he's an addict.
He's an addict, but also I think he's nervous. And then he knows Jeff was him. So Kyle was him. So Kyle knows the game. And so Jeff says, well, I do have a secret and I want to tell you something.
Cliffhanger. And then Nyssa comes back. I didn't have any more eggs, so I just got grits. I hope that's okay.
I put some bacon fat in them from the jar.
But you know, that'll have to be. I guess I can go to Rosner's store and get some more.
Rosner's!
You know, I'm telling you, I know these women, everything comes out labored because their lives have been such a shit show.
It's true.
Every word lets you know how they are feeling.
That's true.
Anissa's so tired.
She's very tired. She's very, very tired.
Brittany and Ray.
So, y'all, it's pretty short. Basically, you know, Ray is finally getting out, and Brittany goes
to the halfway house.
Yeah, the halfway house. And Brittany goes to pick him up, and surprise, Grandma Sue's there, y'all.
Grandma Cockblock.
Grandma Cockblock.
She's there to make sure everything goes off without a hitch.
Grandma Cockblock, I didn't know you were coming. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Brittany totally has crazy eyes.
She does. Yeah. And Grandma knows something's up.
Oh.
That's why she's there. Grandma feels it in her bones.
She says, and the way she speaks, y'all, she's an old woman. And I mean, like, she's like, she looks really good. She was dressed really cute, but she's probably like in her 80s.
Yeah, I would say at least late 70s, mid, upper 80s.
Or so mid-80s, she kind of talks a little bit like, what's that actress that just died? She sounds like,
did we kill them?
No, but a famous black actress. She just died. Very famous.
How long ago?
Like 4 months ago.
Oh.
She
Not Cicely Tyson.
I think it is Cicely Tyson.
That's been longer than 4 months ago.
Okay, January. Cicely Tyson died in January.
Yeah.
But she does have that kind of affected older. And so she's like, I came because my grandson, he's my grandson. And I didn't need a reason nor an invitation to see my grandson.
Yeah, I didn't need a reason or invitation to see my grandson.
I need to know her attention for my baby.
And I wrote down, so he goes, Ray is out, and of course, Brittany runs to him first because she has to be, again, we have someone else like Heather who is jealous of an older female relative.
Yep.
Who's old, jealous of, what's her name? Aunt, what is Heather's aunt's name? The one who you did. Now you can't even remember.
What was her name?
Boy, these are characters, and you can't even remember their names.
I can't. Oh, well.
Heather's aunt. the one with oxygen. Who was talking about a smooth ball sack. Or smooth butthole.
Yeah, what the fuck was her name? I can't even.
You can't do her if you can't come up with a name. I'm not going to allow it. I'm sorry.
I can't even remember. Oh, well. I'll remember later. Aunt Joan. That's it.
No, that's my aunt.
I don't know.
It's my aunt who got out the vacuum at Christmas when she wanted people to leave.
Aunt Diane. Yes, it's Aunt Diane.
So they're basically saying things like, she's kind of jealous of the grandmother. And grandma is saying, I'm going to keep an eye on her and see what's going on. And so he does go home. He does go home with Ray. Ray goes home with her, I mean. And she's kind of like, I'm a little disappointed. I thought this would be like nonstop touching. And he would be like so romantic and blah, blah, blah. So the fantasy, basically, this is not what she said, but the fantasy that she created in her head about having a formerly incarcerated person in her house who all of a sudden seduces her as soon as she gets in the house, that's not exactly what's happening.
No.
Yeah, this cognitive dissonance. And she says, you know, I want to, she's making food. She's like, I want to feed him and I want to fuck him. I want to feed him and fuck him.
Y'all,
words
because.
To live by.
Yeah, there is words to live by. But she really did. I bet you, like, I'm saying this, I could totally see Brittany doing like wanting him to act out fantasies where he's like breaking into her house and shit. Like she's got like bad boy. Like the fact that she was just kind of like, she's not seeing him as a person at all.
Yeah.
Like, she really hasn't mentioned the details. I love Ray that he's this and that and this. It's just that he's a prison bad boy to her.
Yeah.
It's gross.
And what's interesting is, I brought this up the last episode. I'm really concerned about Ray.
I am too.
Maybe your opinions changed. You were less. No, I'm concerned about him, just his mental health and how he looks like a broken man.
No, I'm concerned. I'm concerned now of him being, I don't think she's going to give him any grace at all. And just,
no,
it's going to be all expectations of what she wants right now. I actually don't. We said before she wants to fix him. I don't think she wants to fix him. I think she just wants to fantasize him. And she
I agree with.
She's going to expect him to step up and be a quote a man or whatever that is.
He says, it's been 3.5 years since I've been with a woman in prison. And I don't know if I can do any of that right now. And
He looks nervous, y'all. Like, he's trying not to. You can tell he's trying not to look at the camera. He doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to be on the show.
But even
he's
in
doing
his,
it because they're probably paying him and he needs some money.
Even his in the moment seem really sad. He seems distant from what he's saying. He seems cut off. That's what I'm saying.
You mentioned that before. We just hadn't got to talk to him a lot and experience him. And so this time, like, seeing him talk, I was like, ooh.
This is bad. This is someone who has either been, he'll need a lot of work post-incarceration to kind of come back, because I don't think he, now that he's out of prison, it's almost like, what do I do now to build up my life back?
Yeah.
And he's, I don't know, I'm very concerned about him. So I will say there's a lovely piece of word art in the kitchen that just says, eat.
I mean, that's what we're there for. I mean, would you put word art in your bedroom that says, fuck?
In beautiful, like, live, laugh, love letters. So then, and it feels like, it does feel like this is scripted, because it's almost hard for him to say it. He's like, let's take this to your room and you can feed it to me.
It seemed
yeah, very false. And I just...
He was so nervous. Again, he looked at the camera when he said it.
I know. It makes me sad. It feels very like she's kidnapped him. Mm-hmm. That, it kept me having that vibe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like his family would try to make it better for him, but he's in this weird predatory situation. I don't know.
It's a kind of the same with y'all. This is a problem with the
Meanwhile,
way.
Meanwhile, back at the dog sanctuary.
Yes, but it's also a problem with the way we kind of let people. We don't really transition people out of prison into the real world. We just let them out, y'all. Yeah. And somebody can't be in prison for years, and then we expect them to be in a halfway house for a month or two. And that's it?
Say that one more time.
I said halfway
have?
Halfway
no.
I know, but I corrected myself.
Halfway have.
But then I said, I know, I corrected myself. But
I know, it's just
out.
A funny thing to say.
Halfway have. But it's, I'm glad I was trying to say something really important and emotional. You shit on it.
Sorry. You have to be careful with your words if you're not going to make me laugh at you.
Well, that's fair. But yeah, it's just, we kind of throw them out there, and I think Josh is sadly, you know, we had hope for them last time we saw them. It seemed,
yeah.
And it was just, but once the newness wears off of seeing this person, you've got to sit back into real life and you've got to figure out what real life is. And it's overwhelming and scary. And
just a question. What would you, do you know of countries or other places that do more than halfway houses, or what would you suggest the government does?
I don't want to suggest because I don't have the place for that. Right. I feel I'm not super informed on that. And I
no,
think,
I'm just because you comment, and I just want to know if you have.
But I do know there is. I read this like it was like 6 or 7 years ago. It was a whole article on NPR, and they did a piece about it. I can look for it and find it. I believe it's in the Netherlands. Like I know the Netherlands, and maybe Norway as well. They actually, people would freak out here because they actually put people that transition out of prison, they put them in like beautiful apartments. And so they're in and they're like in these communities, apartment communities. And they can get education. They have mental health groups. And
right.
It's ongoing and it's a long transition.
You know, probably in countries where there's more of a socialism slant. That would be happening.
And I know somebody's listening is going, socialist. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that we have, you know, I do think depends on the state.
There's no social safety net that here as much like there is in European countries, which have more socialist setups.
And there's
the
stigma of prison because y'all ask yourself, if you're a business owner, would you hire a convict? Would you hire someone that was incarcerated? A lot of people would honestly say no to that.
Right. No, it's true.
I think we're seeing this Josh because Courtney is saying that, you know, Josh has been quarantined for her 14 days and she said it's almost like he isn't there.
Only playing video games.
Because he's probably fucking depressed.
Well, I think once you leave prison, you're trying to figure out what's next. Ray's got the same thing, you guys. It's this, neither of these men, it seems like, got out without a lot of scars from prison. Yeah.
But thankfully, y'all, Courtney's going to go wedding dress shop because that'll make it better.
And so she's going to some shop run by a woman named Holly who looks like she's got a skunk on her head.
She was lovely. I'd love to sit and knit with Holly. I bet she's fun.
And so her friend Audra is coming
over. Audra shows up.
Did you notice Courtney's way of talking? It's a little
everything's a little bit back in her mouth, a little bit kind of rounded.
Like Brittany? I have to listen to her again.
No, a little bit more. Everything's a little bit...
I don't know. But he's basically saying he doesn't do anything. Then he just goes to bed. And they've had sex a couple of times, but he's always too tired.
Which, you're playing video games, you're depression. Too tired. You're just, he's depressed.
We're almost certain. She said, Josh and I have kind of the same background with sexual abuse. So he's been sexually abused.
She talks about some of the fights they had when they were in prison, but y'all, like, he flushed his ring down the toilet.
Right.
He's probably super calm, super calm, super calm, super calm. And then when he blows up, he blows up.
Right. So she's trying on dresses and her friend goes, you look like a floating mermaid. And she goes, I'd marry me. And my first thought was,
would you marry me? I'd marry me.
From
would you fuck from? Me? I'd fuck me.
What's that from?
Buffalo Bill? From, come on, Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that's when he puts his dick between his legs and rubs his nipples.
You fuck me?
Gross.
I'd fuck me.
That's gross.
Would you marry me? I'd marry me.
My brother used to get drunk and do that to me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd like walk out of the hallway and he would just be there rubbing his nipples. It was gross.
Sounds like it. So anyway, there's that little tiny featurette where Courtney's like, most of the other officers would only go in for one time for their checks, but I would like to come in there when they weren't ready for me.
And they'd say,
didn't know what was going to happen.
It was a boys club. Shocker. Shocker.
That's the show, y'all. That's...
that I just said shocker, and you're like, that's the show.
That's the show. That's the show.
It was We could have put Courtney. They were kind of a. We should have put her in the middle.
We should have. Yeah, right.
We didn't end on a high note, so to say. But that show is so good. It's so good. So
yeah, that's the show.
Y'all go to realitygatespodcast.com. You know the drill. Cameo. I just missed a cameo. I saw when I went to go pee. Oh well. I'm doing my best, y'all.
Tell them to rebook if it's not pressing.
We do that. I think I'm gonna. I might take.
I've asked people to rebook before because I've not been home to do things.
Yeah, so I'll do that. I might take a break in cameo.
I think you should.
Week or two.
I think
so. It's a lot right now. So, but y'all come at Poodle. If I'm on a cameo, it's like four people with Poodle. You got Pig, the Peloton instructor.
Pig, the Peloton instructor. Australia.
You've got Civil War letters. There's always a good Civil War letter with what's her name?
Poodle Boudreaux, my great grandmother.
That's Poodle Boudreaux. And then there's your saloon girl.
What's her name? Diamond Poodleline McGillicuddy.
Diamond Poodleline. Isn't there another one? And then Dee Dee Rivette.
Dee Dee Rivette is now doing cameos under my name. So I allow her to, we shared the account.
Oh, okay, great.
I had to tell her not to stop sharing QAnon theories though. Oh, so those would get me kicked off of Cameo.
That's probably best. So
And anyway, Illuminati stuff. So.
So come with Poodle on Cameo. And y'all, leave a review on this. I know this isn't on, but if you can on a regular feed, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it very much. Poodle, I'm excited for the episode next week. Y'all, we're excited. We'll be back. All the love to you. Get your dick. Get your pee. And we will...
Lalooya later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh, I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. Ooh, ooh, I'm just a prisoner of love.